United States. They can't put things together and they go out and get a loan they can't afford. Why have the people done that? They've done this because wages have not increased. Public housing has not increased. What's the only way you can make ends meet? Credit. No wonder the thing goes belly up. But the people are suffering due to GFC. They've had to put up with austerity and the banks bailed them out. The banks didn't bail out the poor, the banks bailed out the super rich, so they can keep giving more and more credit to people who did not have the cash to begin with. They didn't have the cash because they weren't given decent wages. They were not given by their government good hospitals and good public housing. You look in Queensland, the total stock of public housing in the state has actually declined. Our Labor government, who we put in office to look after ordinary people, sells off public housing. You go to Inala, a wonderful community with lots of public housing. So many of these places have been sold off by LJ Hooker for nothing so that a profit can be made. And the poor end up sleeping in their cars on the fringes of our community. Poverty is something that doesn't simply exist overseas, it exists here, well and truly, in the Sunshine State. But I guess the stuff about sacrifices is not something new. I guess under this global economy, there are always people making sacrifices so that some can make profits. Steve Jobs died recently, and the guy is given credit for revolutionising IT, and Rupert Murdoch wants to take these insights from the school and so on. He's an absolute hero. The people who make those machines that made Jobs so famous, they live in China. They live in Indonesia. They live in Vietnam. And they are handling material which is carcinogenic. They handle that stuff which is toxic to make the iPhones and so on. Steve Jobs didn't make those super profits. Those people in China made those super profits. And to reward them, what does Steve Jobs give them? He gives them 20 cents an hour. He gives them police if they dare to go and say, we are not treated like human beings. He gives them compounds where they work and sleep and they're isolated there. That's the reality of the Steve Jobs world. So there have always been people making sacrifices. In China, people are sick of it. They march, they demonstrate, the place is alive with protests. Just as our streets today across the world are alive with protests. Those ordinary people who took the streets in Britain, they were doing the right thing. They were responding to real inequality in British society. Those Greek people who have taken to the streets to say no more austerity, they're doing the right thing. The newspaper coverage is appalling. They're saying the people in Greece don't know how to operate their finances. The Greek people on the ground understand. They didn't do the problem. Their own government did the problem. The banks did their problem. The global financial system did the problem. They are right to take to the streets and shut down the city of Athens. If we one day decide to do the same thing, we are absolutely justified because our state government doesn't give us what we need. Our federal government doesn't give us what we need. We have a right to protest. We're demonstrating that today, and it's fantastic we're all here. Thank you.